This is the Morning Report, 831 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Roseburg VA Healthcare System with an event on Saturday. Dan Neal is the Chief of Pharmacy and the Deputy Chief of Staff. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so get real close to the mic there and talk about this event, really part of a kind of a national thing.
Yeah, this is actually the 26th event that nationally that the DEA will hold on a National Drug Take Back Day. It's held twice a year in April and October. So obviously we're in our April event, and this is the third time that we've done it here at the Roseburg VA.
And what's the idea? What's kind of the purpose behind it?
Well, the purpose is to get unneeded, unnecessary drugs out of people's homes and get them disposed of properly. We know historically that we've seen drugs end up, because when people throw them away and throw them in the garbage, they end up in the water supply. And also there is the risk of people stealing them from people's parents' and grandparents' medicine cabinets. And so it's to properly dispose of unnecessary medications.
A lot of times people get a medication, maybe they're on it for quite a while. At some point, though, it's no longer needed or no longer prescribed. And a lot of people tend to just hang on to them. I mean, sometimes if, especially, maybe not in particular, but at least by the examples I've seen, it's oftentimes older folks, and you open the medicine cabinet when you're visiting, and it looks like a mini pharmacy in there, and you realize they can't possibly be on all of those, but they're reluctant to get rid of them. Now, as a pharmacist, not every, you know, when, you can explain this much better than I possibly could. Not every medicine, when you get it, I mean, it's not good at that level of effectiveness forever, right?
Correct. So medications do expire. They lose their effectiveness over time. The other concern is that as you get changed to a new medication, it increases. You don't want to take an older medication because that increases the chance of a drug interaction or an adverse event happening, a side effect happening as well. So it's really best to get rid of those medications that you're not using. And then, kind of lost my thought, but yeah, so basically it's to get rid of, if you're not needing it, is to get rid of it. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So the other thing is that I also think people just don't know how to get rid of their medications. Like I said, there's been lots of stuff over the last few years about not putting them in the garbage, things like that. So they don't really know how, which is part of the reason why they have these National Drug Take Back Days now, so that people can bring them by. The one at our Roseburg and the Eugene VA will be a drive-through. You don't even have to get out of your car. Just come bring in your medications, and it'll just be a drive-through thing and help get rid of those.
And as well, you don't want to put them down the sink and put them in the water supply.
Right. Not down the toilet. That was a real popular one, is to flush medications down the sink or flush them down the toilet. And that's how they end up, like you said, in the water supply. Now, there are also a lot of different pharmacies, sheriff's offices, police offices, year-round will have the deposit boxes where you could take medications, so you don't have to wait till April or October, but this is just a good way to get the word out and get people to bring their meds in.
And sometimes people keep them, and then up the road another family member or a friend has some ailment, and suddenly they decide that you should try this. It worked for me. And that's really not good either.
No, absolutely not. That's where you have a lot of concerns, like I mentioned before, drug interactions, side effects. It may not even be the right medicine for what's going on with that person, So that is, as you mentioned, very, very common. And that's why we want to get them off. I do have some interesting stats here a little bit. So this is the 26th Drug Take Back Day nationally. It's our, as I mentioned, and so nationally last year they collected over 300 tons of medications.
Wow.
Nationally. Over those 25 take back days, they've collected almost 9,000 tons of medications. Last year, two times ago for us, in Roseburg, we collected 100 pounds of medications. Last year, we were a little down at only about 16 pounds, so we're hoping people will get out. And as you mentioned, maybe it may be raining, but you don't even have to get out of your car to bring them by.
So where do people go on the VA campus on Saturday?
So we've tried to make it real convenient. If you go in the Garden Valley Boulevard entrance and head towards the urgent care, ambulatory care entrance, there's a drive. We have our overhang for people that you drive through to drop people off. And we will have a pharmacist and a police officer there just to take your medication. So you just drive on through.
Pretty simple. And again, part of that national emphasis. And as well, sometimes, I haven't heard about it happening recently, but there was a period of time there where sometimes even burglaries were people looking for particular medications.
Yes, yes, that is also very common, especially the opioids, the controlled substances. So best to get those out. And as I mentioned a little bit before, that is unfortunately where sometimes the younger folks will get controlled substances is from parents and even grandparents' medication cabinets. So that is another reason why if it's not needed, let's go ahead and dispose of it safely.
And you've got a degree in pharmacy. Your doctors have medical degrees. For the rest of us, if your medication is no longer needed, then don't try to play junior doctor.
Yeah, exactly. No Dr. Googles.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Dan Neal from the Roseburg VA. Anything else people ought to know about this?
Nope, that's it. Just come on by and to get rid of those meds.
All right, 10 to 2 on Saturday. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
8:38 at the Morning Report.